Welcome to Expect the Expected with Joey and Hart.
Two small town girls from New Mexico living in Nashville and talking all things personal growth, spirituality, fucking shit up, and figuring it all out, or at least trying to.
Today's episode is brought to you from East Nashville, where we already have been. smoking on Fruit Loops Delta 8 from Claire Jane Hemp Dispensary here in Nashville.
Each week, we'll be trying out different strains of legal-grade cannabis from smoke shops around the city. We're here to have a good time and talk about some shit. Thanks for being a part of the journey. Let's get into it. Ding, 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 ding. I just have all the banjos in my head right now.
I know. Oh, we smoked a little.
Well, it's episode three, so expect the expected.
It was enough to be like...
We're familiar here now.
We are.
This is a space now.
It is space. We claimed it.
We claimed a space. So if we get a little stoned before...
Yeah.
Checks out, you know?
I mean... duh. Of course we're going to. I mean, it helps with... It helps set the vibes. Always. And it just, you know...
Opens up your crown chakra to all of your shit you're gonna think about later.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man. You know what I mean. You're picking up what I'm putting down.
And your throat chakra. We're like...
I don't even know what all these chakras are about, but I need to work on it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, for sure, let's open up some chakras and, like, fuck shit up.
Yeah.
In a good way.
I mean, we've been learning, kind of.
Gradually, man. Gradually.
Honestly, it's kind of changing viewpoints after, like, not really believing in that for... you know what I mean? Like
the way you look at things?
Yeah, but, like, it's just, like, I know we've talked about this in other podcasts, but, like, being involved in the church and stuff, like, not really knowing about that stuff, and then now we're, like, learning more stuff, and it's cool.
Just tapping into different stuff. That makes a lot of sense. It's really cool.
It makes a lot of sense. And it's crazy. Like, even with crystals, dude, I was...
You charged your crystals the other night.
I did! In the full moon. I was...
Was it so cool?
Yeah! And I, like, carry them around in my bra all the time.
Good vibes,
too. A lot of times. And in my car, I have, like, one in my car.
Dude, but whatever it is to bring in good energy, like...
Hell yeah.
I support that.
And honestly, like, it's crazy, because I know I've told you this before, but it's, like, I was really attracted to, like, crystals when I was little, and then... People were just like, oh, they're just, like, rocks. But, like, I felt like as a kid, like, if I was, like, attracted to it. And, like, now I'm just like, dude, this is sick.
Dude, my mom's friend, when I was a kid, had a whole ass rock room. It was just crystals everywhere. It was freaking magical. It was crystals and plants. And it was just nuts. And I was so mesmerized. And I remember when I got my first crystal, it was just, I don't even know. It was great. And not that you were like, oh, yeah, good juju. You're like, oh, it's pretty.
Yeah, exactly. But it's, like, still, like, drawn to it, you know?
Totally.
I remember my sister went to Chile when she was, like, I don't know, I guess, like, 17 or something. And she brought me back a crystal because she knew I just loved them. And I put it with my little collection. It was, like, from Chile. And I always thought that was sick.
That is super sick. I know. Oh. And there's a super cute crystal shop in... East.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so... What's it called?
Sage and Sapphire.
Sage and Sapphire.
It's so... And the workers are so nice.
You walk in, and it's just light and airy, and it's so nice.
I just feel good when I walk in there.
Yeah. That comes with, like... I don't know. That's what you were talking about. Not knowing this stuff. Not... If you put out good energy, you receive good energy.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Your thoughts create your patterns... That makes sense to me.
Hell yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And it's cool to be learning about that.
It is really cool. And it's learning, like, it's like a reminder that, like, everything on the earth and the universe, like, we are all just, like, made up of energy.
Totally.
And it just makes sense. Like, I don't know.
Vibing with plants?
Hell yeah.
Remember Ralph?
Oh.
I had never...
R.I.P. Ralph.
Vibed with a plant, but I saved him. And I named him, and then I was like, I get it. I get why there are plant people.
Uh-huh.
And I want to dig more into that realm when I'm ready, but right now, it's not looking great for plans. So we're going to put a pin in that one, but I understand it a little bit more now, you know?
Yeah, no, most definitely.
Because we are all connected, which is sick.
It is sick. And it's just cool getting to, I don't know.
There's
just
always something to learn.
Always something to learn. And I think that's the thing is, like, when you meet people and they just, like, want to grow, that energy, I mean, all energy, really.
Bounces off each other.
It does bounce off each other. And, like, when someone walks into a room where you can feel, like, I feel vibes, like, all the time. Like, I feel that energy. Yeah, you're
hella
intuitive. I fucking know, dude.
I'm glad you finished that word because I was going to go, like, intuitionally. That's where my mind was going.
You're very institutionally. Fair enough.
I'm so glad that you finished that because I wasn't going to make it.
Intuitive.
But yes, you are hella intuitive.
I know. It's crazy. You always
call it first thing.
I always call it. And I'll call it, like, way in advance. And even if it takes, like, several years, it always, like, it's always right. And I try to convince myself that sometimes that, oh, no, like, you're just. You talk
yourself out of it.
Yeah. Talking myself out of it. No, no, no. Like, everybody likes this person, so why am I getting this, like, negative energy off of them? But, bitch, I'm always right. It's crazy.
You know what's wild is when, I think as our friendship has grown, too, and me knowing you, you don't have to tell me if you're getting a weird energy from someone that we're with. I notice you are, and then I notice that person and what kind of energy that's feeding off of. Because you know me, I'm, like, a social butterfly, so I'm not always the one that's, like, noticing stuff. I do and I don't.
Yeah.
If I'm talking or whatever. But then I notice how you're, I notice body language and vibes,
yeah, that's too. What I was about to say. I was like, I feel like you probably recognize.
I pick up on that stance. Stuff.
And I try to play it cool, but there's definitely, like, a shift in me whenever I feel that. I'm just like, oh, something is not right here. And even if the person is, like, presenting, or people are presenting a certain type of way, I still feel it.
Even if it's mild, you feel it.
Yeah, I do.
And then you kind of feel it more every interaction you have or whatever.
Yeah.
And you are normally right. But the way you're talking about this shift, it is interesting kind of practicing listening to your intuition, because when you start to get in touch with that space, you know, like, you can feel the shift when when your energy shifts, when other people's energy shift, you know, when my energy shifts, like, you always know, like, if I'm feeling insecure, if I'm in like with someone, in like with someone, or if I'm just off, you always know.
Yeah.
And I don't have to tell you. Even if, like, we're interacting with people and someone says something or something mild happens, you see the shift in me, which is nuts.
Yeah.
That's on friendship, baby.
That's on BMS. I know, for real, though. I feel like it's just crazy because I think a part of it, too, is I mean, we haven't really talked about this part. We don't have to get super into it, but you know, we maybe took a little trip together, and that's kind of how we became really good friends.
Well, or
that's
started.
So that's not how we became really good friends, but it definitely is what started. Like, you and I were acquaintances until we went on this little
trip,
which is kind of ironic that we tripped together. That's just so crazy. But I feel like that's kind of whenever we realized there was, like, this, like, bond between us.
Well, we just had similarities, and we were talking about, like, the church, and we had basically been, like, missing each other at these, like, exact spots.
Like, you knew people in my hometown, and you had been to, like, certain events that I had also been to, but we didn't know each other at the time. I feel like our lives, in the camp I worked at, you had been to that
several times.
Which is crazy. And who knows, like, if maybe one of those interactions we did, like, cross paths, but obviously we don't remember or, you know,
I was too wrapped up in boys at all those camps. I didn't even care.
Dude, I know. But it was just like, But it's like, it's just crazy because there might have been a time, but, you know, it's just, I feel it like it was all a buildup for us to meet. We met
at the right time, I feel like.
Yeah, and it was very unexpected. Wow. But
here we are.
Here we are.
But that's kind of what we were going to talk about today is friendship and making new friends, and how your friendships are different than my friendships because you kind of, mm-hmm. all of your childhood friends are like your solid core, and they still are. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't really meet any of my solid friends that I have today till college. So we've just had, like how we were just talking about how we've had similar paths. We've also had different perspectives.
Yeah, it's on more stuff. Like we were kind of like parallel. But yeah, it's like we definitely had different experience and different things going on. But I think that's kind of where, whenever we did trip though, we like, that's when I feel like, yeah, we were aware of our friendship and then it kind of grew from there.
Yeah.
And I think that that's so special. It was a special experience for me and something that was also kind of difficult because, like you mentioned, I was so used to, you know, my friends, like, growing up. Like, I had a, like, I talked about this in the second episode, but just kind of compensating the lack of, in other areas of my life, with friendships and kind of growing my family that way. And me and my friends back home, man, we've been through some shit together. And, I mean, I feel very blessed that, like, I'm still friends with them. But whenever you and I met, I have some, like, good friends still that I did meet in college. But I feel like as an adult, it's been maybe a little easier for you to make friends versus whenever you didn't really have that many friends growing up versus me who had a lot of friends growing up. And as an adult, kind of finds it difficult to make friends. And I think being in Nashville, you know, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of people coming here single, like, you know, fresh out of college probably, or even going into college, or
young professionals, just like they moving here for
yeah
a job. Like when you're anywhere, I would say, yeah, like post college to your early whatever. Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like young professionals, Jesus.
God. Yeah, but they're, you know, so and fun. People are coming here too, and a lot of people come out here with no, they don't really know people, or maybe they know like a person, but
that's how it was for me. I knew two people when I moved here, just because I had spent a summer here. I knew like two people.
Yeah.
Well, I knew more than that, but I had like friends.
Yeah.
That I hung out with that summer and stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's okay, I know people. No. Wrong.
Negative.
Because time is just different when you're an adult. It's way harder. And that's what's hard about making friends as an adult, is it's hard to find time when you're wrapped up in your job,
yeah.
and your life, and your marriage, or whatever.
My God.
I'm just kidding. It's fine. We love Luke.
We love Luke. No, but it really is. I mean,
and so you have to be much more intentional.
Uh-huh.
And then, which, when I first got here, I was just balls to the wall making friends. I, like, put myself in that space.
Yeah.
And I always made friends where I worked. And I was always, like, but interacting with so many people.
About, like, well, I know that you worked at a restaurant, then you went to work, you know, at the, what the fuck
apartment
is it
community.
Called? The apartment community.
See, I'm not the only one. There you go. Yeah. I got you.
And then you went, and now you're, like, bartending. And so it's kind of, in all those settings, though, even whenever you're working at the apartment community, you were interacting with so many people that you could actually be friends with.
Totally.
I know for me, though, it was like I started off in Midtown, and I made friends with my coworkers, which still kind of took a little bit. But the thing is, it's not that I'm not friends with them anymore, but it's kind of like when you stop working at a place, you kind of lose some of those coworker friends. Like, you just fall off.
Which is what I'm learning. But luckily, I mean, the cool thing is that at every job I've had here, which is, I feel like, how you make friends as an adult, really. Because that's where you're spending most of your time, so you have to hopefully get along with people.
Right.
But from every single job that I've worked in Nashville, with the exception of Topgolf, because it was Topgolf, whatever, like, it was very crazy all the time.
Topgolf.
It was a good time, though. I've made really solid friendships. Like, people that I might not see all the time, but I don't know. I have really dope friends. At least, like, a couple from each place that I've worked at. Even if you kind of, like, but you're right. The mm-hmm. trickles off.
Yeah.
And then what is it?
And sometimes, like, you'll leave with one. Like, I still have one really good friend from when I worked in Midtown. And, I mean, and I still talk to people, like, from there sometimes. But in terms of, like, good, solid friendships, That's the thing. It's when you grow up with really hardcore, very deep rooted family like friendships. I came out here and thought, that's what everybody wants, like everybody in my mind, I was like, everybody else wants really deep, genuine friendships. They got to,
which, and I think deep down people do.
Yeah.
People need it deep down. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when you enter a city like Nashville and it's kind of just like, you have to be a certain way to fit in with a certain group of people and like all that kind of stuff, you lose that and you're more kind of care what people think and how people view you, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. I think deep down, and I also think that I guess I was just kind of like skewed in my thinking that, like everyone has experienced friendships like that. And then I really realized maybe I wasn't blessed in a lot of areas, but in friendships I really was growing up, because there are people that actually really cared about me. They weren't using me to get something, like, you know, and I feel like that's the thing that a lot of people have. And I have like had that experience before. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I've had friendship breakups and those suck, dude, by the way, especially when you get older. But it's kind of one of those things that's just like, I don't fucking know.
I was on it with you. I was like, where are we going? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I'm vibing with this. Keep talking. But way to go.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have took that lesson.
No, you should have. It's great. It's a good time. That's a good time.
But any fucking way. So,
but
feel like people are like really closed off though. You know what I mean? Like,
because people haven't had those, like, experiences.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it was something that I needed to realize as mine and yours friendship grew. Because the way you talk about your childhood friends, and I'm like, yeah, but I don't really get it.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Really. Yeah. And because, you know, I, like, talk myself into it. I try and rationalize with myself a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Expect the expected. Because I want to... I don't know. I just want it all to be, like, good and great or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, the fact of the matter is, I don't really keep in super close touch with, like, a lot of people that I was friends with from back home.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple. I have two that are, like, one of my best friends in the whole world.
Yeah.
Is the only person in the world, actually, that was... there for all, like, we were there for all the hard moments in our childhood, and we're still, like, really good friends. And it's just, I guess I can, wow, am I just realizing this now?
Maybe.
Light bulb, baby. Not really, like, just kind of saying it out loud.
Yeah.
But it's like, when you go through those hard things with people, and your childhood, like, frames your adulthood, frames, you know what I mean? So, like.
No, it definitely does.
Having, like, she was the first person I called when I had my first, like, major heartbreak.
Yeah.
Aww. And, like, really, you know what I mean? And, like, we, like, I don't know. It's cool.
Yeah.
And but for the most part, that is not the case.
Yeah.
You know? I was always friends with everybody. I tried to be. Just, wow.
But not, like, deep friendships.
It was in childhood. No, when I was younger, I wanted to be friends with everybody. The way, I don't know. I've just always loved people, and I just want... everybody be good and know that they're, like, cared for. And that has always been me, like, from a childhood, you know? But I did end up kind of getting in... it's a small town. Like, what even? But the cooler group or whatever, like... I think athletes automatically enter into some sort of realm.
Yeah.
You know? Whatever. But I was kind of the outcast within that. Or at least I felt like the outcast within... that space.
Yeah.
I thought everybody was cooler than me. I wanted to make everybody happy. Mm-hmm. I was always the sidekick. That was my, like, identity. And I never experienced... I always felt like, what can I do for other people?
Mm-hmm.
I always poured into other people and living off breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
And that, like, framed some stuff. So when I came out here, I was used to just kind of talking to everybody and wanting to be friends with everybody. But for the first time, people were vibing with me back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which was cool. I was like, people like me? That's cool. I mean, people always like me, but
yeah.
It's different, you know, when people want to be around you, that feels good. And yeah. It makes me want to be friends with them. But there are different levels of friendship, and I think that comes with time.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with experiences. Not, like, mine and yours friendship, it's grown so much because we've had experiences, mm-hmm. and we've had to really, like, talk about stuff, because that's what you do in a friendship when you care about someone.
Yeah.
We've been irritated with each other, but we never really have ever let it get to the point of a freak out.
No.
Because we respect each other so much, and it's not worth it.
Yeah, and we're so open with each other, and we care about our relationship so much that it's like, okay, if this is going on, let's talk about it. Even if we are, like, pretty frustrated at that point.
Because we
are always willing to listen to one another, because, one, we love each other, we respect each other, but we know that our friendship really matters, and so...
More than whatever the fuck we're...
Yeah.
Irritated about.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, is like, I feel like you and I also both are very self-reflective and can pull on the things and say, hey, I know I struggle with this and it's something I'm working on. And, you know, I'm sorry if it's kind of affecting the situation, and really kind of talk it out. But that's the thing, is like, some people like are just so willing to like fucking give up when it's hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or scared to like communicate. I mean, technically, like, I'm in the mental health field, and I always tell people all the time, really, my job, if you were to strip it all the way down, because I work with, like, families and, you know, kids and stuff, and do more, like, family therapy and stuff, is really stripping it down is really teaching people how to communicate effectively,
mm-hmm.
and to listen, and so it's just, like, really, when you care and you love about someone, like, you do those things for them. And so I feel like that's pretty sick about my new relationship, though. It's like, we're not scared to have that.
A little scared sometimes.
But I mean, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah,
you know
for
I mean?
Sure. But it's
we
not,
know, we
know
feel the
like
tension.
Scared, it's like nervous. Because it's like, fuck, like, I don't want to have this hard conversation. But I feel like because we've had the hard conversations, we have a very deep, like, friendship.
Yeah, totally.
That's just as deep as my friendships, you know, that of people that I've grown up with for literally some of my friends I've been friends with for over 20 years.
Damn.
I know.
That's so sweet.
Oh, fuck. Okay. No, not the mush. Not the mush.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Fun fact, Joey likes to make me cry when, for anything. She's the best gift giver. I could literally die. Her goal at Christmas time is to make me cry.
It is not my
and
goal.
Three,
it's never my goal to make
two,
you cry.
Bitch.
Higher.
You! Anyways. Yeah. Making friends as an adult, or just in general, is hard. And it's hard to communicate. It's something that we've had to learn
yeah.
and really work on and focus on, because sometimes it's easier
being,
to just fucking bounce.
Yeah. Being vulnerable is fucking hard.
Yeah, it is hard. Because it takes time to mm-hmm. break down walls in order to be more vulnerable. But the more vulnerable you are, the deeper your friendship can grow if you both have the mutual respect for each other.
And I think that's kind of where it comes back to, like, that intuition and trusting that, because I've definitely given my vulnerability to people who did, one, obviously not care. Like, that's one thing.
Yeah, no
and then,
shit, dude.
Like,
same.
Literally don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I've been vulnerable with people that have not given a fuck mm-hmm. and don't really care about me. And even though I felt that, but I still was just like, maybe if I'm vulnerable with them, they'll...
Yeah.
Stay, you know?
Yeah, but that is such a high expect fuckingtation, dude.
Yeah.
You know? Expecting people to stay because you... I mean...
Yeah.
Sometimes people just fucking bounce.
They do.
And just because we're not the type of people that bounce, I know there's other people that aren't. Like, there's some loyal people out there. And it's sick when you have that crew. Like, the whole, your vibe attracts your tribe. It's true. Like, you just get people that get you... And we're all different, but we're all the same.
Yeah.
So it's just cool. I don't know where I was going with that.
No, it is, though. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And I...
totally.
Yeah, totally. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's fine.
Man, diving in deep.
I know, but it's that's good. Kind of what we... Our intent has been is to just say it like it is, dude. And yeah. It's good. It's so good. But it's hard.
Yeah.
Like, life is just fucking hard sometimes.
You know? It is hard. And navigating relationships is hard.
Any kinds of relationships.
And that's the thing is sometimes people think, at least for me, maybe some people are just perfectly fine with just their significant other in their life and that's all they care about. And while I love my husband.
Gross.
Right.
My husband. Love you, Liz. My husband.
Oh, my gosh. But some people are probably perfectly fine with just their significant other. But to me, I need my friends. I just need them. I need friendships. That's how I'm going to thrive. And I think, like, putting, at least for me, I'm going to speak for myself. I feel like I couldn't put all of that onto my significant other because you need different things from different people. You know what I mean? People stimulate you in different ways.
Totally.
And that's pretty sick.
That's not something that I really knew because when I was in high school, I kind of just leaned onto my significant other as my best friend, as my boyfriend, as blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And that was kind of where I invested all my time. So then when we broke up in college.
Fuck.
Fuck, dude. Like, I came here with you. We're gonna do this together. And now I'm here and I have to make friends. And I was also kind of the outcast at that, like, private Christian university.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, because I was sad and I didn't want to make friends. And he was off being a social butterfly. And I was just in my room. And, like, and I just, and then I went a little bit wild because I had it in me. Yeah. And, you know, I was just like, well, fuck this shit. And, like, yeah. And that wasn't good either for the mental space that I was in. But, like, you get through, you go through shit. Yeah. It just happens.
Sometimes you just gotta
but like
do what you gotta do.
Yeah. And like I said in the last episode, I was kind of, like, my pride kind of fell a little bit when I moved back home. In, like, my year and a half in. Like, I was only there for a year and a half, and I was like, I am out.
Yeah. Know?
And it was, like, very humbling, and it was kind of sad. And, but going back to state was the best decision I could have made for myself at the time, because that's when I started making solid fucking friends after not having any real friends.
Which is crazy.
That's not true. You know.
I mean, it was an hour away from your hometown, but still, that was, like, pretty close to home for you, and who would have, it's crazy, because you left there without, like, a ton of, like, solid friendships, but then you came back and started making them.
From my hometown.
Yeah, that's crazy.
My first solid friends from, that I met, not meet in college, I knew them, but I didn't know them because they were, like, 5 years older than me.
Yeah.
But
you
we're
knew
all,
of them.
Kind yeah, of, yeah. Yeah, basically. Those are, like, two of my most solid friends ever. Like, I love them so much. And they were kind of, like, my first, like, solid friends. And then I met our mutual friend, too. And she became one of my solid friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just was seeing friendship from a new point of view. And so I went from not really having friends to having a lot of friends. But also a solid group of, like, good girlfriends, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's cool. And also, side note on friendship, I'm kind of learning what it's like to have platonic male friendships, and it's fucking sick.
Yeah.
I love it, because, I don't know, maybe it's just because when you're in a small town, it's like Slim Pickens or something, so you feel, I don't know,
see, whatever. And I have the opposite experience. I have so many good guy friends back home, and here, I didn't really make that many guy friends. I mean, I have a couple, but not, like, back home, it's half of my friends are dudes. You know? And here it's like the majority are girls, which my whole four friends I have. One's a boy.
Solid friends.
One's a boy and there's girls.
Right.
They are, I mean, yeah.
Solid friends.
Yeah.
You know? I just think that in my past experiences, there's always been some sort of hidden, like,
agenda,
like,
yeah,
you're into me, I'm into you, maybe, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's never been strictly platonic, and I have, like, a couple, like, a handful of, like, solid, just platonic friendships, and it's mutual, and it's great.
Yeah.
And you, like, and then you just bullshit with each other, and you get, that's from, like, stimulation, like, from friendship in a different way, because it's more masculine energy, and you need that too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, it's sick, and I have, and my friends are different. A lot of my solid friends are just very different, but we all still get each other. You know? It's weird.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I like friendship.
Me too.
It's like what I always wanted as a child. Wow, mush. It's like mush. What I always wanted as a child. But now I got it, so it's good.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Little Brittany was out there. Little Harp was out there manifesting solid friendships.
Yeah. Most definitely. And I feel like for me, I mean, I think my friends were sent from somewhere because, I mean, we all needed each other. Like I said, I think the thing with, you know, going, like how we were kind of talking about going through some shit, like, can really connect people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how it was for, I mean, I was really good friends with all of these people, but I, like, almost every single one of my best friends, I think minus one of them, like, from back home that I've been friends with since, like, for literally, like, 20 years, all of us has lost somebody, like, extremely significant in our lives. Like, very significant. Like, not, I mean, and not that losing a grandparent isn't significant. Like, it definitely can be, especially if you were raised by your grandparent and you had, like, or had a really close relationship. Like, that is really hard. I'm not, like, diminishing that. But, you know, like, a lot of my friends lost one of their parents, or, like, me, I lost, you know, my sister who, like, my biological sister is, like, my best friend. And so, it's just, like, those things of kind of, like, those are some of the hardest moments in your entire life. And you feel like the ground underneath you is just crumbled. And, like, you will really know who fucking stands by you when you are going through the shit. You know what I mean? Like, one of my best friends, she, when my sister passed away, and her dad ended up passing away, like, a couple years later, so we were both with each other through both those things, but she, like, stayed the night with me every night for a month and slept with the lights on because I, like, was scared I was gonna have nightmares and all these things. And, like, and when I was going, you know, it's just, like, really those, like, hard moments. And one of my other best guy friends, like, the night that my sister passed, like, I was in the city that she, I was in Albuquerque because that's where she passed. Like, I was in that city. And he lived there too. And he just, like, held me all night while I cried. And he cried with me. And it's just, like, those things. And all of my other friends did stuff for me too and, like, really loved me through that. But those are just kind of two examples of just, like, that shit is deep.
Yeah.
And it's something I'll never forget. Like, I'll never forget those moments. And it's just those people are still showing up for, like, the big events, too, like my wedding and, you know, like...
Your wedding was so
great. And my 30th gonna be birthday party in Austin. You know what I mean? It's just, like, we're celebrating the good things, too, but it's just, like, damn. And so, that's why I feel like moving here, like, that's some deep-ass shit, like, that I was just talking about. So, it's, like...
But it's true.
Yeah, but then I come out here and, like, I just had unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
I really did, because I was just thinking, like, man, like, people
are going to show up.
Yeah, but not everyone has experienced those things. And it was definitely a hard lesson for me to learn. Like, honestly, Nashville kind of broke my heart in that way because I was just like, man, I just want something real. Like, not this superficial bullshit. I just wasn't down for that. But then I've also had to learn, being out here, that there's, you know, a balance between, like, or what you were saying, not balance, but, like, levels of friendship. And that's okay. But it's, like, you're going to have different expectations in those kind of level of friendships. Like, with you, like, we're at a deep, like, you know, so, like, at a deep friendship level. And so, we're going to spend more time together than I would with, you know, someone that I see, like, once a month.
Can I tell you something crazy?
Oh, fuck, what?
I guess it's not that crazy. But, like, since this has been, we've been having this conversation for a while. I mean, we talk about this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was like,
all the time.
One conversation.
The conversation we're having.
about friendships
and shit. Dummy.
Like, sorry.
I kind of have this mental picture of a post. It's golden because
a post,
like a post, like a pillar, and then there's strings, and each string. Oh my gosh, let's make it a harp. Let's make it a golden harp. Oh, I love this. Shit. My golden harp has strings on it, and each of them are friendships. And like, the stronger the friendships grow, the thicker the cord gets, so the harder it is to break.
Yeah.
And then the less it is, the less investment, the less time spent, it just gets thinner. And they might not all break. They might still be there. Yeah. But they're just different. That when I say different levels, that's literally the visual that I get in my head.
Yeah.
Is just...
I picture it with you.
Stronger cords. See, that's so cute. I thought it was going to sound crazy, but no, that actually No, I was,
like, sitting there, like, visualizing it, like, dude. yeah.
But then I when I said the harp, I said, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. And it's golden. I don't know how and it's beautiful. Sounds. Really pretty.
Yeah, it is pretty, but I don't know how to do it with my mouth.
Oh, yeah. No way. It's too pretty. Bring your mouth.
Wow. Put some pretty things in my mouth, okay?
Oh, your teeth are really pretty. And that's not fair because those are natural.
I know. I've
had braces for forever.
Oh, did you ever watch Brace Face?
No.
Oh.
I had braces forever, dude. And then I lost my retainer, so now I feel like my teeth are still pretty, but they're not.
Have you lost, like, multiple retainers?
So many retainers. I just got a new one. Well, I haven't got it. I just put in for the impression. Yeah, dude. You know I would lose. When people say, I would lose my head if it wasn't attached to my body, I can relate.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, you lose everything.
But then I find it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah. But I'm in panic mode. Even if it's like a year later.
Moving. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Harp lost something about almost a year ago.
I found it today. I was cleaning out my closet.
Yeah, she found it today.
It was fine. All is well.
All is well.
Jeez. Wow, well, we went deep there.
Yeah.
But
we did go deep.
I'm into it.
Me too.
I think this is
We're just what, deep
Yeah. People. This is, we're just so deep.
It is so deep.
We're so fucking deep. Dude.
Gross. Oh my God.
Anyways, I'm done with you. I'm done with this. But this has been really fun.
It has been
This
really
was a
fun.
Really good conversation.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Until next time.
Until next time.